Hello, I am Devin. I'm here with my friend Hadley, and we're going to be talking about an episode of the podcast Crime Junkies. Hadley, if you want to introduce yourself and maybe recap the episode a little bit.
Sure. Hi, I'm Hadley. I'm Devin's friend. So basically the episode was about the murder of this woman, Matrice Richardson, and basically her case was very seriously mishandled by the police, and so there's all sorts of stuff that went down with that. But basically she was like found at a restaurant in clear like mental distress. Like she was kind of nonsensically rambling. She was going up to other people's tables and clearly not being all there, and she refused to pay her bill. And so the restaurant staff called the police, and then they came. So he takes her in, and while she's in custody, though we don't learn this for a while later, and for about 4 months after she goes missing, until the tapes are released, while she's in custody, she's in clear distress. Like she's like banging on the bars, and at some point a deputy comes and talks to her, although that's not revealed until like this. He's not identified. The deputy isn't identified ever, so we don't really know what happened between them or who that was. But the police, at this point, the police claim that everything is fine, nothing's going on, nothing's wrong with her. Like she was in a fine mental state, and they release her around 12:30 a.m. So like middle of the night. And she doesn't ha without her phone, like the bare essentials. She doesn't have her phone or her wallet or her car. Her car is actually impounded about 10 miles away. And nobody offers to drive her home. They just let her go on foot. And so obviously she goes missing, and because the next day her parents, like her longtime girlfriend, calls her parents, like, do you know where she is? And everyone's like, no idea. And so they obviously call the police and report her missing, and they're like, yeah, this is what happened. And the police really go into like a kind of like half investigation. They don't really try all that hard. They don't seem to be very concerned. Like they're not really trying very hard. They're not really putting in a ton of effort. But her mom, Matrice's mom, Latrice, she is kind of the hero of the story. She pushes really hard for her daughter's case to be heard, and so eventually things kind of get the ball rolling. And what they find eventually is like they bring out dogs and they find her scent, but they don't follow up on it. They just kind of find it, and then they find some footprints that indicate that she went from maybe she was walking and then she got spooked and she started running, but they don't really carry on with it. They just kind of let that lead die. And so okay, so after that they go into this cycle of like looking but not really looking, and meanwhile Matrice's mom is asking repeatedly for the and pushing really hard for the tapes of her like holding tapes. And the police are saying, no, you don't need them. Like, it's fine. We had no reason to believe that she was in any kind of distress when we released her. And they maintain that the entirety of the investigation. But then 4 months after, there's still no sign of her, nothing going on. And there's a big search, but they don't find anything. But they do go through her car, and in her car, they find her journals, and they find her phone, like her vital essentials. They find her phone and her wallet and all those things. And they also find her clothes, like all of her clothes, indicating that she was probably living in her car, even though she had a home with her longtime girlfriend. So in the journals are important because they indicate a person in clear distress. Like they're filled with like a lot of anxiety rambles, and like clearly it's like a person in crisis. They're not like coherent, and something that I thought was an interesting detail. We don't actually get to see the journals. They're not released in public, but like the statements that came after them say that like halfway that like her handwriting changed a lot. Even like halfway through sentences, there would be like it would be like really neat and tidy, and then like halfway through it would be kind of scribbly and it would like fall apart. So that gives us some insight into like her mind. So clearly she wasn't all there. Like, clearly there was something going on and she was in distress. And they, it wasn't news. It wasn't new. And the police just ignored it. Okay, so months go by, no sign of her, really no leads whatsoever other than the evidence of her clearly deteriorating mental state. Again, 4 months after she originally goes missing, we get the tapes from her holding. And again, clear distress, obviously not in perfect health, even though she was technically sober. Like, no reasoning, no logical reasoning could ever be made for her being released. Some park rangers in, I think it's Dark Canyon, which I looked up the Google Maps thing from this, and it's super remote. Canyon is like the only thing for a billion miles.
Yeah, they said that it was, that she was like 6 miles away from the nearest like civilization and 10 miles away from her car. Yeah. And that the canyon was like a really like rocky, dangerous area where hikers have died before.
Yes. And then, so, and the park rangers, they find a human skull and, like, mummified remains. And obviously, like, it's identified to be her. And so, but the rangers, they call the sheriff. And then the sheriff, this is kind of the beginning of, like, the real, true breaking the law and, like, the police investigation. Because the way that it's supposed to be done is, it's supposed to be the coroner gets called immediately. But the sheriff waits 90 minutes to call the coroner. And then before the coroner even gets there, they airlift her body out. The coroner never looks never tests her body for, like, any kind of trauma or sexual assault. They never do anything with her body, really. They just kind of do a preliminary, like, rundown, but they don't do any actual digging. And then an interesting note was that, this is going to be kind of morbid, so brace yourself, but one of her legs was found uphill, and so an interesting note that they talked about in the podcast was that animals, when they, like, dismember bodies, they drag the parts downhill, and also her clothes were, like, very neatly taken off, like, a coyote can't unzip a pant, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So...
And there was no evidence, there was no, like, teeth marks on her, on the dismembered leg.
Yeah. It was, like, all very sketch. Doesn't look like an animal did it at all. And that's pretty much it. It kind of just stops there. Her death is still undetermined, and it's still open, even though her entire family is basically, like, this isn't right. Like, clearly you guys did something wrong here. A few years after they stopped investigating, there was, like, a whole trial and case investigating not her disappearance and her murder, but in the case itself. And they ruled that it was horribly mishandled, obviously, but no charges were ever brought against the officers and no crimes were really, like, brought forth.
Yeah, because Latrice sued them, right? For,
yeah.
I think they said 7 different counts of, like, various mishandling.
Yeah. Latrice and Matrice's father got, like, a bunch of money out of the suit, too. So they settled, but no one was ever punished, and her case still hasn't been solved, really. It's still open.
It's an interesting case.
40-minute episode in, how long was that? 10.
Yeah. Something interesting that I wanted to know was that they pointed this out in the podcast episodes that Mel Gibson was arrested at that same sheriff's office after going on, like, a really long, like, anti-Semitic rant. And when he was released, they took him to his car. But when Matrice was released at 12:30 in the morning, they didn't even offer to take her to her car. So I think, the women in the podcast didn't specifically say this. I feel like they were maybe too nice to say this or something, but there's definitely, like, some racism going on. Like, why wouldn't they take her mental health seriously, and why wouldn't they take her to her car, which is 10 miles away in the middle of the night?
Yeah. I mean, the area that they live in, like, obviously, like, it was Malibu. Like, it's in the center of, like, white celebrity, like, topia, basically.
Yeah.
And she was a go-go dancer and a graduate student. Mm-hmm. Like, all of the, like, and she, like, clearly worked hard. And so it was, like, important detail to note, like, she wouldn't have just walked away.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's, like, everything that the police department and, like, everything that they had been doing, like, she was the opposite. She, like, couldn't have been more different from their usual demographic. And I'm totally agreeing. Like, I can't help but wonder, I can't help but believe that they didn't treat her differently because of that.
Yeah. I mean, they probably didn't know that, like, there, because obviously there's intersectionality going on there, but they probably didn't know that she was a lesbian, so it's mm-hmm. probably mostly just racism.
Yeah.
And also, I've seen this a lot in news stories about police with, like, how they deal with mental health stuff and neurodivergency with, like, mm-hmm. People who have autism. They'll, like, restrain them when they're having, like, an episode, and that's, like, not at all what you're supposed to do. Like, thousands of people have died from that. There's definitely some stuff that needs to be changed. Just education about mental health. I just don't understand why they wouldn't take her seriously. Like, there's obviously something wrong.
It's just, for me, it just shows, like, a lack of consideration entirely. Like, she clearly was in distress, mm-hmm. and they didn't care at all. Like, I can guarantee you that if she was some kind of white guy celebrity, the case would have been handled completely differently. Mm-hmm. I mean, they barely investigated. Barely investigated.
It took them 4 months to actually do anything. Like, they even found evidence. Like, you said that they sent out dogs and found her scent, and they were like, oh, her scent is there, cool, we're not gonna follow it or look into it at all.
Yeah, like, they were like, oh, that's it, I'm done. But sorry, we kind of got sidetracked, but, like, going back to what you were saying, like, obviously, it's now, also, this was in 2009. She went missing in 2009, and then her body was found in 2010. So I think that it's fair to say that, like, now, like, especially with the rise of, like, Black Lives Matter and all that stuff, there's starting to be more of a, like, a turn and a shift. Like, it's not there yet, but we're starting to, like, kind of gear up for it, and, like, a change in the way that police handle things. Mm-hmm. And even now, like, we know, like, it's a known fact that police need more training and they need help, and absolutely. They don't know how to handle people with mental illnesses. Like, that is known fact.
Mm-hmm.
And even after, like, the case ended, the police sent out a statement and they were like, looking back, we think maybe she was bipolar. Like, no, really, I never... How did you know?
I wouldn't have guessed. Like, they were very adamant about that. They said that there was no reason for us to keep her overnight or do a, like, psychiatric hold.
Yes.
And, like, even the, like, untrained, like, wait staff at the restaurant that she refused to pay, and that's, like, why she got arrested, the wait staff who called the police and the other people in the restaurant, they noticed that something was wrong. Something was obviously wrong. She said that she was avenging Michael Jackson's death or something, and acting really weird. Like, something is obviously wrong, and they were very adamant throughout the entire investigation. She's fine. There's no reason for us to be concerned. And then after, they try and backtrack and say that, oh, something might have been wrong with her. Like, they sound like J.K. Rowling trying to add diversity to their, like, just to make themselves look better. Like, it's such bullshit.
It's so frustrating to me that, like, I mean, like you said, the wait staff mm-hmm. and the people in the restaurant who have absolutely no training probably whatsoever. And honestly, I don't even think you need training. Like, if someone is talking about avenging Michael Jordan's death, like, or I don't know what I did.
Michael Jackson, I think.
Michael Jackson. Yeah. I just had a mini stroke there. if someone is talking about that, clearly she needs assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And if it, that just tells me that the police either completely failed in every way and just like did not even think or use any kind of cognitive ability whatsoever, or they just didn't care at
Yeah.
all. I
I
honestly
yeah.
don't know which is worse.
It's probably the second one, 'cause I mean, nobody can be that stupid. So it has to be the second one, which just brings us back to racism and not caring about people's mental health at all, which is very prevalent in this society, sadly.
Yeah, for sure. I wonder about like her family have to be, it has to be so frustrating, especially her mom, who pushed so hard for so long during the entirety of the active investigation and was like, "You guys need to help. Like, you guys need to do more." And even then, like, there were some possible, like, there's some reported sightings of her maybe being in Vegas. Like, her dad was in Vegas and thought he saw her. And then a high school person, a person she went to high school with, thought they might have seen her. And the police went to Vegas and investigated there. But even though her mom was saying the entirety, like, "You guys are going down the wrong path," she's still here. And then I can't even imagine how frustrating it would have been to be right and have had no one listen to you.
Yeah, 'cause where did they find her body? In the canyon. Like, she never left,
She
and
never left.
nobody listened to her at all.
Yeah, but it's just a hot mess. Like, the entirety of the investigation, start to finish, was completely mishandled, and it was proven in court.
So, anything else that you want to add, or should we wrap it up here?
I mean, I could always, I'm a crime junkie. I'm one of those girls. I'm like a murder person, so I could talk about this for all day long, but I think I might start getting repetitive.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.